of the cash-strapped utility will not solve its problems and rejects the privatization of the utility. The union also demanded that independent power producers be cancelled and a review on the cost of coal should be done. She adds that the unions want new Eskom CEO Andre De Reiter and Public Enterprise Minister Praveen Gordhan to vacate their office. Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula revealed the staggering figures at a Prasa Braamfontein depot today. The minister was briefed on the circumstances that led to the blaze that engulfed a passenger train in December. Mbalula says the state-owned enterprise has been dealt many blows. Overcrowded trains, aging infrastructure, old rolling stock and rampant crimes are the order of the day. He admits that mismanagement and a lack of governance have put Prasa in a difficult position. Bongisizwe Mbondo has been appointed as the administrator until a new board has been established. And Gauteng Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi says he believes a fire at the Khutlotharo Secondary School in the Vaal is an arson attack. The first day of school was off to a dramatic start. The admin block was damaged by flames in the early hours of this morning, disrupting the first day of the academic calendar. This is the third school to be targeted in the area in the past few weeks. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the dollar is trading at 14 rand 37 cents, the euro is at 18 rand 69 cents, one British pound will cost you 16 rand 1 cents, gold will cost you $1,551.77 a fine ounce. And in your weather, Johannesburg is mostly sunny with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 28 degrees and expected low of 15 degrees. Recapping your top stories, Asawa, NUMSA hands over the list of demands. This information was supplied by EW News, News 24 and ENCA. For UJFM News, I'm Dominic Majola. More news updates to follow at 5:30.
Engaging meaningfully with one another. UJFM Sports. UJFM Sports.
Sporting headlines this hour. Athletics SA unveils Ray's working preparation squad, and Bafana Bafana striker Lars Feldfake has signed for a top South African club. I'll have more on these stories at 5:30.
UJFM traffic.
It is 6 minutes after the third and final hour of the show. We are officially into it, and trust me, it's only getting better.